Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and today I'm talking with Dr. Craig Hill. Craig is a faculty member at the University of Minnesota Department of Mechanical and Industrial Engineering and with the Large Lakes Observatory. Here's some of what he says about his research there. My research interests span the intersection between marine environments and engineered systems. We focus on identifying new technologies to aid in society's transition toward sustainable energy, smart environments, and resilient coastal communities. Our research explores real-time observational platforms for marine and atmospheric monitoring, fluid structure interactions of marine and wind energy technologies, wave climate and coastal impacts on the Great Lakes, and opportunities for marine energy technologies to power blue economic industries. Craig, welcome to KTWH Radio.
Yeah, thank you for the introduction, Bob. I'm happy to join you today.
Well, okay, great. How about we start with your history, whatever you'd care to say. Where did you grow up?
Sure. I consider myself a Minnesotan. I was born in Minnesota. We moved around a few different places, and you know, largely I grew up actually about an hour west of Chicago in northern Illinois, but I grew up coming to a summer cabin in northern Minnesota and spent nearly every summer growing up paddling the Boundary Waters in Quetico. So I've always been drawn to northern Minnesota and happy to be here in Duluth now.
Cool. Here's a related question then. Do any memories stand out as to how you got interested in engineering and also, in lake applications and water?
Yeah, I actually remember pretty vividly. I grew up a paddler in the Boundary Waters and gradually worked my way farther north, going on longer and longer canoe trips. And I remember summer after I finished high school, sitting in a canoe paddling a river in Canada and thinking that I wanted to go to school and focus on something related to water. I didn't know yet what my career would be, but knew that I wanted to somehow structure it around working with water. And I think ever since then, I've navigated through a few different jobs and degrees in school, but have been pretty successful continuing to work with water.
Good answer. You've led me to another question. Can you sketch, bullet point your way between high school and the position you now have?
Yeah, I actually went to school in college for geology. I was really interested in being outside, being close with nature. It got me out camping a lot, and I found myself really excited to learn more about Earth's surface processes and rivers and lakes and that aspect of geology. From there, I went to work at a lab at the Twin Cities campus for the University of Minnesota, where we were doing research projects on rivers and sediment transport and how lakes respond to waves. And from that, I actually started to get more and more into civil engineering, river restoration and engineering, which led me into this world of marine renewable energy and how do we actually harness energy from some of our marine environments, whether that be river currents or waves on the oceans or the Great Lakes or tidal channels. After I finished graduate school at the Twin Cities campus, I actually moved out to Seattle for a couple years, both working at the University of Washington as part of what is now called the Pacific Marine Energy Center. But then I also left academia for a bit and became the product development and research engineer for Werner Paddles. So like I said, I grew up a paddler. They were looking for an engineer who knew fluid dynamics, loved paddling, and knew how to work with composite materials. And so for about a year and a half, I was developing new paddle concepts for the market. So maybe some of you out there who are paddlers have used a Werner paddle, whether it be for stand-up paddleboarding or canoeing or whitewater kayaking.
Great. Now that you're there working in Duluth, what are some of the examples of the kinds of projects that you have been doing?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you know, I'm a faculty member in the Mechanical and Industrial Engineering Department here at UMD. I'm affiliated with the Large Lakes Observatory, and a lot of the projects I'm working on kind of like you summarized, either focus on marine renewable energy. So thinking about how do we design new technologies that can efficiently operate in marine environments, convert some of the energy that are in the waves or in the river currents into usable energy for maybe it's small-scale energy use, maybe it's powering observation equipment, which I can talk about more later, or I also have projects that are related to developing new multi-sensored observation systems that we can use in the Great Lakes environment or use in smaller lakes throughout Minnesota. I think we're moving into this smart environment period where we can use sensors that are connected in real time to monitor our marine environments and use that information.
All right. Looking at what you're doing these days, what kinds of things make your job interesting and satisfying?
I think a big thing is just being able to work on the Great Lakes. I occasionally get to go out on the water. Like I said, I love being around water. And it's exciting to work with these young engineers that are coming through our department. I see a lot of enthusiasm in the students, and they're excited about working on these projects. They're excited about potentially contributing to new forms of energy, contributing to monitoring our precious marine environment in Minnesota. So I think it's exciting to be around these young, motivated folks. And it's also exciting to be able to step outside and work on Lake Superior occasionally.
Right. Yeah. Well, I get it. Well, I think I told you when I got a hold of you that this is a special interview for me because I've agreed to ask some questions that came from one of our local LEGO robotics teams, the Rogo Dweebs, and they're working on a project about undersea energy. This year's topic is about under the oceans, so their project is to try to get some kind of a handle on energy and ocean and pressure, and they're working on that, but here's the questions they came up with. You ready for some interesting questions?
Sure, let's hear them.
Here we go. What are some practical reasons to do research on the oceans and in seas and lakes?
I think a big one is that our oceans and even the Great Lakes are really some of the most unexplored regions of our Earth. There's a lot that we just don't know about our oceans. Or our Great Lakes. So doing research out on them can help us better understand this very challenging and very remote part of our world.
Okay. Next question. I think you may have covered already, but if you want to say more about it, go ahead. What kinds of work are you doing on oceans and large lakes? I guess besides what you had just laid out for us, I like the answer if you want to just move to the next one.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe I did touch on it earlier. I think maybe just in a little more detail, this world of marine energy is thinking about how can we create usable energy from waves, whether that be on the oceans or the Great Lakes, and thinking about how we can use that. I think there's a lot of ways that it can be used, things like powering observation equipment or powering operations for aquaculture industries, maybe powering equipment on the coasts of our oceans that are being used to produce fresh water through the desalination process. So I think it's an exciting world to think about how we can harness some of that energy in our marine environment and actually put it to use for these industries that operate in that environment.
Okay. The next question ties right into that. You may have done what you can with it, but it's what ways are undersea vehicles and devices being powered at this point?
Sure. A lot of it right now is just being powered by batteries.
Okay.
Those batteries are expensive. There's equipment such as autonomous gliders or autonomous underwater vehicles that might be going around the oceans on their missions to collect data. And if their batteries wear out or they need to be changed, it requires a very large crew and a large ship to go out. And both of those are very expensive. And so a lot of these technologies are still relying on batteries. And I think the idea is to think about ways that we can maybe recharge them while they're out at sea on their mission, or use new technologies integrated into them that can actually harness some of that energy from the marine environment.
Terrific. Terrific. We've worked you really hard here already. So, but before we sign off, is there any advice you might have to students who are thinking about a career path that might involve engineering, or is there anything else you want to talk about that we haven't gotten to?
I think it's exciting to hear about these young students thinking about challenging robotic applications, especially in the marine environment. I think it's an exciting environment to work in, but also some of the most challenging conditions in the world. So it takes some creative minds and some motivated minds to address these types of problems. So I'd say keep plugging away at it. Keep getting excited about these challenges, and I'm excited to see where things end up with this competition, or where these students head off to down the road. You know, hopefully it's here in the engineering departments at the University of Minnesota Duluth.
All right. Well, thank you for doing the interview.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me today.
And that was Professor Craig Hill talking about engineering, energy, and applications in the Great Lakes and in oceans.